This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
A few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, again broadcasting live out of San Diego, California area. Folks, it's been a busy run from Arizona to California, and we got a couple more things to do before we hit the state of Minnesota, and it's my understanding we got 14 to 16 inches back in the state of Minnesota of all times in the month of April. We are hearing from old-timers that they've never heard this before, but it just happens to be taking place in the state of Minnesota. So much for global warming once again, friends. Aside of that, we are enjoying the beautiful weather here in San Diego, California, and the weather happens to be about 65 degrees, so no complaints here. With that, we again have much to cover over the next hour, and I think it's information that the American people need to be made aware of concerning the fact that the state-controlled, CIA-controlled media does not want you to hear the things that I'm going to convey to you today. Now, your friends, oftentimes I spend time on exposing the media for the very purpose that you are easily being controlled by a lying narrative laid out for you through the propagandist 24/7. And with saying that, friends, it happened again just over the weekend. Now, on Friday, we are told that Donald Trump, without congressional approval once again, went and did whatever he wanted to do, like that of Barack Hussein Obama, like that of George Bush, unconstitutionally, Father God, declaring war on a country that has done absolutely nothing to who we are as a people. And for some reason or another, the American people have been led to believe that it's our job to police the world. And we also know concerning Syria that it's a false flag attack. There's no evidence whatsoever. But again, back to the point on Friday when everybody in America is living their own lives, not thinking of a thing, for some reason or another, the government decides to pull the trigger on a Friday. Now, I hope you're ready for this, again, because when I talk about the conservatives, it's not so much what they say that bothers me. It's not so much what they say that should bother you, but it's what they don't say that should bother you. It's what they don't say that bothers me. Friends, just to show you, there is no difference between a left and a right paradigm in this country. There is no difference between this administration and the last administration outside of who it is that's in the people's White House. That's a fact. The agenda goes forward. Stacking up millions and millions and millions and sometimes trillions of dollars from the military-industrial complex that we were warned about in January of 1961 from President Eisenhower, they do what they will at will without the approval of we the people. That would be congressional authority. Because, again, they work for us. We do not work for them. Is it not interesting, friends, that when I woke up this morning in California, I went and checked out the New York Times. I checked out USA Today, the main propagandist in the United States of America, friends. And I went across the boards, and not one of those outlets, listen to me carefully, not a one of those outlets Not one condemned Donald Trump concerning Syria. Now, let me take it one step further. Furthermore, not one outlet highlighted anything to do with Syria whatsoever. And let me tell you why they didn't highlight anything concerning what took place on Friday concerning his alleged strikes against Syria and Erdogan that actually brought forth chemical attacks, gas attacks on his own people, which nobody can legitimize or verify. I want to tell you why there's nothing throughout the United States of America concerning the state-controlled media's narrative when it comes to the highlights as to what Donald Trump did concerning with Syria and that which concerns Syria. Because it's completely backfiring. The people across the United States of America that are willing to tell you the truth, America, which there are many that are doing so even now, are beginning to talk rather swiftly, friends, as to how Donald Trump made a major mistake in what he did with Syria. You know, again, I would just simply ask those that are objective to what I'm talking about, or, I'm sorry, defensive concerning the topic of Donald Trump and another unconstitutional, illegal act by his administration, which is no different than that of Barack Hussein Obama's or preceding administrations, I would just simply ask you the question, where did he derive the power to go ahead and attack a country that did nothing to us? I'm just curious. I just want to know. If you'd like to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. The CIA-controlled media across the boards isn't highlighting anything concerning Syria and the strikes that took place 3 days ago, America. Not a word. Why is that? Because, again, it's completely backfiring. It's working against their agenda. And it's interesting that you would think about all these leftists that are constantly attacking Donald Trump for the things that he does. It's interesting. They're not even saying a thing about it. How does that work? Because there's no difference. They're all doing what they're told to do, including the President of the United States of America. But I will tell you what Donald Trump has been doing. Outside of passing an unconstitutional omnibus bill brought forth in December of 2015 by none other than Barack Hussein Obama and Paul Ryan. If you want to know why Paul Ryan's getting out of Dodge right now, that's exactly why. Because Donald Trump just signed the exact omnibus bill a week and a half ago that Barack Hussein Obama allegedly drew up back in 2015. This is why Paul Ryan's now getting out of Dodge. And it's interesting how the conservatives are again trying to justify that of Donald Trump concerning what Paul Ryan did concerning this bill. And what's funny about all of this, America, and it's not funny whatsoever, read Jeremiah 5:21 when you get a moment, because it applies to the American people across the boards, it's interesting to note that Paul Ryan didn't sign the bill. Donald Trump did. Oh, and that was right before Donald Trump signed a billion-dollar contract arming the Saudi Arabians across the sea. Remember September 11th, America, you were told that you were attacked by Saudi jihadis. Well, Donald Trump's now selling them arms. See, and what you have today is the conservatives trying to justify what Donald Trump does every single step of the way. And it's funny, you can't justify it. You can't justify it whatsoever. Hey, folks, it's been said, if you love your country, then serve it. I want to tell you this. If you love your country, you better stand up and save it because that's where you're at. Without question. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 1-866-582-9933.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Sons of Liberty friends, highlighting what's going on across the United States of America in spite of the fact that the state-controlled, CIA-controlled media, through omission, withholds information that is applicable to you and your country. If you'd like to check us out online, check us out online. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. Our YouTube is Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean on YouTube. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. Just punch in those words and those names. They will pop up. There's hundreds of videos bringing about resolve to America's lawlessness, confronting the hell that America is becoming with heaven, literally. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582. Again, we're broadcasting live out of San Diego, California. And by the way, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. I was just highlighting, we were driving from Arizona to California. On Wednesday of last week, we were in Payson, Arizona, doing a tea party, confronting the issues. And interestingly enough, during this tea party, I was starting to highlight the crimes of the present administration and how there's no difference between past administrations and the one that we are in today. And my wife seen a lady kind of bent over the top of the table and said to her husband, I don't want to listen to this guy anymore. And, of course, she stayed, and I won her throughout the night because I began to explain to her how they're being lied to. Because that's all you have to do is show them how the media operates, and once you do that, they'll begin to understand that there is no difference, that Donald Trump is a player, with no question. I even brought up the quote by Mr. Albert Pike, 33rd degree Mason, top dog, as they like to call them. And he said that when the people need a hero, we'll deliver them up. And I went through the timeline of how they've groomed Donald Trump to the present. And that's all the American people have to do, regardless if you believe that or not, which in fact I know I'm right, but that's all you have to do is judge him by his fruit, as Jesus commanded to do in Matthew 7, verse 16. But Americans don't want to do that. They want to keep following the blind that are literally bringing them into the ditch, regardless. And why? Because he's got their favorite jersey on. Hey, listen, if nobody can do it, Donald surely can. Yep, Donald surely can do the same thing that the present or the past administrations have done, and he's doing it today. And it shows you once again that there is no difference, and the agenda goes forward regardless. America, you're under judgment because your sin is finding you out, Numbers 32:23, period. Then 2 days later, I'm speaking to senators and representatives in the old Supreme Court in one of these particular states that we were visiting. And as I'm speaking to these representatives and to these senators, it's interesting because at the end of my speech, my program that I give across the country, they begin to ask some questions, and we were going back and forth, and I began to ask them some questions concerning the representatives, the congressmen, and the senators in this particular state that I had the opportunity to preach to. And one of these representatives said to me, you know what, no matter what we do constitutionally, for some reason or another, every time we stand up to do the right thing, the media begins to attack us. It's exactly what she said to me. Every time we begin to stand up and do the right thing for the people, she said, constitutionally, the media begins to attack us, she said. She said she even had one bill that was all ready to go, completely restoring the Constitution of the United States of America, that went to the governor's desk where this particular governor vetoed the law. America, are you listening to what I'm telling you? The governor of this particular state in which I went was vetoing the Constitution. I mean, folks, there's no difference between that and the Supreme Court and justices in Washington, D.C. I mean, they are literally declaring the Constitution of the United States of America unconstitutional. And the American people don't know the difference, and that's exactly why they continuously do the things that they're doing today. And after I got done with that speech, speaking to the reps and the senators, then I went on and I did another tea party that night. And then after that program, I highlighted some of the things that I'm highlighting with you right now, because it was on Friday that I did that tea party. And it's interesting to note, when I was doing that tea party, one lady came up to me and said, "You're attacking my president." I said, "See, the problem with people is they're no longer principled. They're caught up into the game between the left and the right, and they continuously lose the game. They're played over and over and over again, and they still play the political games that the media has to offer." Let me ask you something, America. Are things getting better, or are they getting worse? Are the promises being fulfilled by this new administration, or are things getting worse? As a matter of fact, friends, just this morning, it's posted on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends, that it's been found in Texas where they are catching hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Muslims crossing the border. But we already knew that, because under the State Department statistics under Donald Trump, we have found that illegal immigrants coming into the United States has doubled that of even Barack Hussein Obama. But the conservatives don't want to look at it for what it is. And it doesn't matter. You're just slowly tightening the noose upon yourselves because of your unwillingness to face the facts. Because of your unwillingness to face the facts. War after war after war after war has been contrived over time, and over time it's been exposed as your government in so many different ways being found with their hands creating the war at hand, over and over and over again. As a matter of fact, friends, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, you can find all these articles on there today if you'd like. Syrian President Assad said, whenever the Syrian army achieves victory in the field, the West attempts to change the track of events. Sometimes, America, you need to listen to your enemies because you'll find out who the enemy is when you do put your ear up to the truth. But again, in America, Americans are unwilling to do so. Oh, and by the way, let me add this too. Isn't it interesting that we just heard recently on April 14th from George W. Bush, you know, the guy after September 11th that attacked Iraq, which had nothing to do with these alleged attacks that took place in New York City. Isn't it interesting? He blurts out the truth in his confusion because he recently said that Islam is peace. Islam is peace. And again, keep in mind, they're using Islam and they're using the Muslims as the new political battering reference to further their agenda to create war and to divide the people one against another. Just so you know that. Oh, and speaking of George Bush, isn't it interesting, friends? Donald Trump, for some reason or another, just pardoned Vice President Dick Cheney's chief of staff, Mr. Louis Libby Jr., who was convicted in 2007 of perjury and obstruction of justice in connection with the disclosure of the identity of a CIA officer. Man, it's amazing how this works. And right before presidents leave office, how many convicts and criminals and murderers and drug dealers are pardoned by presidents in the dark of the night so nobody can see the crimes that they're committing against we the people? I mean, outside of the fact that Barack Hussein Obama had the most transparent administration, which literally he did because God saw fit to expose him at every given turn for his crimes against we the people, it's not the transparency in which he meant. But it's the transparency that God gave us through his mercy by exposing this criminal every step of the way. Well, we've seen the same thing with Bill Clinton. Well, we've seen the same thing with George Bush. Well, we're beginning to see the same thing with Donald Trump. And by the way, beginning, I'm saying, applies to you, the people, because I've seen this from the day one that he was in the People's White House. Especially after once he became the president of the United States of America, he began doing what every other president did. And by the way, Donald Trump said it out of his own mouth. When asked by a reporter, are you really going to bring forth that special prosecutor concerning Hillary Clinton? He said, no, the Clintons are good people. I just did that on the campaign trail. Political talk, he said. In other words, I just told the people what they wanted to hear. If you'd like to call in, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-582-9933, broadcasting live out of San Diego, California. Again, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Again, broadcasting live from San Diego, California, doing the stuff, bringing to the light what the enemy means to keep in the dark. I was highlighting during the first segment, friends, the things that took place last Friday. Matter of fact, just to show you how they are allied with the administration, because they're doing the work, the politicians and media working hand in glove against our U.S. Constitution, against who we are as a people. On Friday, while everybody was doing their thing, Donald Trump gives the thumbs up to go ahead and attack a country because of a suspected chemical attack. We had Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, totally dissect that for you to show you that it's a false flag, that there is absolutely zero evidence of any of this stuff taking place in Syria. On Friday, CNN reports, mission accomplished. Does that sound familiar, America? These people keep using the same coin phrases over and over again, like that of George Bush after they attacked Iraq for something they did to none of us here in the West. Well, probably there was weapons of mass destruction. Really? Can anybody produce any evidence of that? Of course not. That's why Rumsfeld, Cheney, and George Bush are considered war criminals in other countries. But remember the coin phrase that Bush used and the media used along with Bush because they worked hand in glove? Mission accomplished. Same one they just used for Donald Trump. You know, it's funny, when I was doing a tea party just this last week, I said someone had asked me a question about Donald Trump and the similarities, how politicians play off each other over and over and over again. I said I was just in Simi Valley, California last year. I went to Ronald Reagan's presidential museum. If you ever take the time to go to
Ronald Reagan's presidential museum, you'll see that's exactly what Donald Trump used, was verbatim, friends, to achieve the very verbiage that Ronald Reagan used on his campaign. Make America great again. But because you're so short, your memories are so short in remembrance concerning what politicians do to you even yesterday, that's why they do it to you again after they skip a day. And they do it again and again and again and again. After all, you forgot all about it. MSNBC on Friday reports U.S. allies strike Syria after Syria suspected of chemical attack. Suspected of a chemical attack. Hey, America, 2 days later, 3 days later, absolutely nothing concerning Syria. Again, why? Because across the boards, America, those that are standing up and they are willing to tell you the truth, they're telling you that Donald Trump has no business doing what he just got done doing. So they're pulling out. They're testing the people over and over and over again is what they're doing. It backfired. It completely backfired. You know, I have to say, and I won't say any names, because I kind of felt for the guy, to be honest with you. On Saturday, there was a report of one that has continuously, even before he became the president of the United States of America, cheerleaded Donald Trump, and Donald Trump could do no wrong whatsoever. And I told you, and I'm telling you again, I don't care who you put into the people's White House. Folks, you could have taken Billy Graham and put him into the people's White House. As worthless as he was, you could have put him in the people's White House as well, and not a thing in this country would have changed. Now, the reason I'm saying that he was worthless, because he didn't preach repentance. He was an ecumenical preacher. He was bringing about oneness, just like the Pope. That's why they called him the evangelical Pope. But the point is you could have put him in the people's White House, and it wouldn't have made a difference. Because what's happening in your country is between you and the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and our Lord Jesus Christ. Read Acts 20, verse 21. Read Acts 2, 38, when you get a moment. I don't care who you put there. It doesn't matter. Because when you look at what you've allowed to be there, again, with Donald Trump has already complied with everything that Barack Hussein Obama put in place. He's already complacent. He's going right along with what's going on here. He said, even concerning homosexual marriage, don't you remember? Donald Trump said, well, if the Supreme Court said so, it must be law. That's a whole nother topic. But you know as well as I do, friends, that is just not true. When you begin to advocate what God condemns and you have the audacity to sit back and play stupid, either tells me you don't know what you're talking about and you are stupid, or you know exactly what you're doing. And that's exactly, I believe it's the latter, especially with what we're seeing come to the light right now with Donald Trump. So, folks, I'm going to play stupid with some of you right now and just ask you the question, why isn't anybody attacking Donald Trump? Why are none of the networks attacking Donald Trump for his attack on Syria? Matter of fact, I don't see him actually condoning what he just did, neither. What I am seeing is absolutely nothing on the strikes just 3 days ago. And you haven't figured this out yet, America? Are you kidding me? Really? Wow. You can't make this up. You just can't make it up. It's a false peace. Is what it is. They create war, and the American people believe that they're in a state of peace somehow or another. The American people, they advocate what God condemns in so many different ways, and they believe that they're at peace because Donald's protecting them from God. Whoa! That's a country that deserves judgment, and you better believe, folks, it's coming. Read Leviticus 26, and you'll see that God showed mercy in stages with judgment. And if the people didn't turn, it was going to get worse, and it was going to get worse, and it was going to get worse. Your sin is before God, America, individually and corporately. Every single one of you, friend or foe, your sin is before God. But what you're seeing today is it's a false peace, not peace at all. You know, one has to wonder and ask the question, because I often think about this. And by the way, I say this within my family. How come nobody else is angry about what's going on in their country? Why is everybody just content with what's going on in their country? How is it that so many of us in this country proclaim to be Christians and we see a government that's at war with God and a people that are complacent and compliance with that corruption? And how is it that we're at peace with the world that's at war with God? Again, it's a false peace. What am I talking about? Well, when you go to Daniel 8:25, guess what it says? And through policy, policy undermines law, America. Remember what John Glenn said. If we had to follow the rule of the law, the Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. That's a criminal. That's a criminal telling on himself in hopes that you don't know the difference, and you didn't. That's why there's thousands of new policies thrown back on the backs of the American people only to further enslave you and your posterity. Well, they do what they want to do. And by the way, they're not without consequence. Rest assured, the wrath of God abides upon them, and they will face the same judge that you will. The difference is don't let them do the things that they're doing in the present. In Daniel 8:25, it said, and through his policy, also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. He shall magnify himself in his heart like that of the devil. Narcissist, arrogance, pride, and by peace shall destroy many. And I want to finish that because the bad guys need to hear this too, and it's going to be a joyous day, believe me. He shall also stand up against the Prince of Princes. His name is Jesus Christ, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, and by the way, let me interject this, the Man of War. He shall also stand up against the Prince of Princes. How do they do that when they war against heaven? And the Bible tells us, and he shall be broken without hand. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. You want to dare the justice of God by which you attempt to advocate and justify? You're asking for a response. In America, you're going to get one. You're going to get one. It's false peace. This isn't a peace. Your government's attacking. Hey, folks, by the way, how is it that your government, and you give a green light or a thumbs up to a government that is warring against you more than any foreign enemy is? How is it that you justify that? How do you say everything's good? No, that's a false peace. You're deceived. And how many times did Jesus say, be not deceived? I mean, you've got a government sanctioning the murder of babies in the womb, and you think they have a care for other people in a foreign country? You've got to be, seriously, folks, it's not even sick. It's a real bad choice. It's distorted. It's perverse. But look what's happening. Jesus said in John 14:7, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. That's what he said, right? My peace I give unto you. Isn't he the one that said if they persecuted me, they're also going to persecute you? Yep, it's him. Isn't he the one that said if they hated me, know that they're also going to hate you? Yep. Why would they hate Jesus? Because he testified against the deeds of the world that they were evil. John 7:7, John 15. Isn't he the one that said, even those that desire to live godly will be persecuted for righteousness' sake? Hey, America, are you being persecuted for righteousness' sake? If not, you're living in a deception that is going to bring you directly where you belong. And it's not heaven. Read John 14:27 when you
get a moment. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long-forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Sons of Liberty broadcasting live out of San Diego, California. Again, final segment, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. For all of you hypocrites, I probably strongly suggest not to call in because there's no justification as to what's taking place here in this country. And that's just straight talk is really what it comes down to. One of the things that I was just highlighting during the last segment, friends, was a self-proclaimed conservative who believes that morals are absolutely obsolete, and you can figure out who I'm talking about. I'm not dodging the bullet. I'm just telling you, folks, you have a lot of conservatives out here that I've been warning you about for a long time. And I was talking about a particular conservative, as he calls himself, that now hired on a vile homosexual, sodomite, to his staff. And it's interesting to note that this guy was the biggest cheerleader known to mankind, at least in America, by the way, globally in many ways, concerning Donald Trump and how he could do no wrong. Well, guess what? With all due respect to the truth in God's word, over the weekend, a video is gone viral showing the same individual talking about how he can't support Donald Trump anymore. Folks, he has supported Donald Trump. He has cheerleaded Donald Trump for a year and a half, at least probably now to this point, 2 years before he became the president. Donald Trump could do no wrong. I don't know how he stepped over Donald Trump not prosecuting and draining the swamp as he promised to do. I don't know how he jumped over the fact that the wall, the Mexicans were going to pay for it. Now Donald Trump said it was going to be $4 billion, and then over I don't know how many reports, now it's going to be $25 billion, and we're just going to have to pay back the Mexicans. I don't know how he jumped over that. Or this $1.3 trillion omnibus bill where it literally funds America's enemies, both without and within. I don't know how he jumped over the top of that one, but he did. And even an arms trade with America's sworn enemies, the Saudis, those that allegedly attacked America on September 11, 2001. He just did an arms deal with them, America. What's the difference between that and Barack Hussein Obama? Oh, I get it. If Barack does it, then all of a sudden it's wrong. But when the guy that has their favorite jersey on does it, everything is acceptable and permissible at that point. There is the problem right there. And it's called hypocrisy. A bunch of pretenders who claim to be the right, when in fact they're no more the right than the devil is. And that's the fact. That's why we have a left. But this individual over the weekend, folks, is on television crying, talking about how he started out and he was doing so good, and now how he cannot support Donald Trump anymore. I felt bad for him. I really did, because he doesn't have people around him that'll tell him the truth. He's got a bunch of yes men around him and his camp. It's the same thing of Glenn Beck, stinking lunatic Glenn Beck. These guys sit there and act like a bunch of lunatics on television, cry like a bunch of fat babies. And this particular guy that I'm highlighting right now outside of Glenn Beck, I do have heart for this guy. Glenn Beck, he doesn't want people around him that will tell him the truth. And if he does, folks, it's chew up the meat and spit out the bones kind of a deal when it comes to the truth that he wants. But I'm just simply saying, folks, this is what happens to a country that diverges from the Word of God. Even in the smallest compromises, even in the smallest jot and tittles, we need to stick to the Word, friends, because when we do that, we will be principled, because Jesus Christ is our man and not the arm of the flesh, where the Bible tells us, cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh. But I'm talking about the guy, folks, that was the biggest cheerleader to Donald Trump, known to mankind over the last 2 years, on television over the weekend, crying about how Donald did so well. Again, I don't know how he jumped over the top of his infractions, he might say, but I say his crimes against we the people. I don't know how he jumped over the top of those, but he did, and now he's eating crow. I told my wife, I said, it's interesting. I said, this is not the kind of justification I want. Listen to me carefully so people can know my heart, because I believe it's the Spirit of God. I believe it's the heart of God. God does not want to be right in justice, friends, in the sense of, let me say it this way. He doesn't want people to die and go to hell. That is not the sort of justification any man of God or any woman of God wants in any sense of the word. I would rather that the people listen to the word, because the Bible clearly tells us that God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. And the wicked are those that know to do right, yet they choose to do the wrong thing. And I believe that the Lord desires for people to repent rather than end up in hell, period. And I told my wife, I said, this is not, when I seen what took place and I seen this video go viral concerning this self-professed conservative crying on television saying, I can't support this guy anymore, after 2 years of his garbage and his lawlessness, and saying how he started out so well, and then he began to condemn him for his crimes against Syria. I said to my wife, I said, you know what? Most people would feel justified, but I don't feel justified. I you know what? I don't want, America, listen to me. I love you enough to tell you the truth as the mirror's on me. I don't want to be right in the sense of people going down in history without choosing Christ as one to save them from their sins. That's not what I want. I want people to repent, because I know that the word is true. And if you fail to repent, he that committeth sin will die in his sin, Jesus said in the book of John chapter 8. The Lord doesn't desire you to end up in hell no more than I do. But the fact of the matter is, you have to make hard choices. And I'm simply sitting here today in San Diego, California, telling you once again, it's not the desire of the Lord that you perish, America. America's too young to die. It's not over for us. And the fact of the matter is I believe that the Lord would desire for this country to repent, because at length and in the present, that's exactly what this is all about. Either we're going to repent before God, or else we're going to lose. Because man and corrupt administrations that you have tolerated in this country for years and decades, folks, they desire war. And either we're going to end war, or war is going to end mankind. It's that simple. Either we're going to end war, and the way to do that is to deal with corruption in your government, starting with the church, America. And that's the justice I want. That's where I want to be, right, friends, and saying, okay, listen, these people have had the knowledge of what they're doing. They made the choice to do the wrong thing. So the American people stand up and commence with judgment upon their heads, Isaiah 26, verse 9, and deal with corruption now so our children don't have to deal with it. We stop corrupt men, we stop war. If we don't stop corrupt men from doing the things that they're doing, starting with the media and their cohorts in corrupt governments, folks, it's either them or it's us in righteousness. It's either them or it's us in lawfulness. There is no in-betweenites. There really isn't. Either, again, you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. That applies to everything in life, friends. It really, literally does. Either we're going to deal with corruption and put an end to war, or else we're going to go down in history as the greatest fools, and I'm speaking to America right now, in the history of mankind. You have all the light that you need. You have the grace of God like none other country under heaven, friends. And there's no excuse as to why you are tolerating the things that you're tolerating any longer in this country. It's time for us, we the people, to take back our government. It's time for we the people, under God, to take back the pulpits. It's time for us to restore to our posterity what our forefathers gave to us, without any more excuses or an attempt at justifications that are not working in any sense of the word. Things are getting worse, they're not getting better. But it's up to us, we the people, to right the wrongs. And I suggest that we right the wrongs today, because the right time to do the right thing is right now, not tomorrow. But I'm sick of the corruption. I'm sick of the lies. I'm sick of the under-the-table deals and pardons. I'm sick and tired of it, because I'm not just talking about Barack or Bill Clinton or George Bush. I'm talking about the present administration that's doing the same exact things, and even worse in many cases, friends, concerning this omnibus bill. Concerning the arms deal with the Saudi Arabians, friends. Again, let me remind you, if this was any other administration doing this, this would have been Barack Hussein Obama. You would have been up in arms, America. But because Donald did it, it only shows you your hypocrisy. And again, I want to remind you, friends, since Friday, since these attacks in Syria, none of the media outlets that are constantly lying to you have said one word today about Syria. And if that doesn't convince you that there is no difference between the present administration in the past, I can't help you. But I love you enough to tell you the truth regardless. We'll talk to you in 23, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. See ya!
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.